Hello, listeners. This is the RTVS podcast back with another episode. This is Aileen Rios.
Mercedes Berber.
Yamile Godinez. And we have a special guest.
Today, he's coming back to Skyline after many, many years.
Over 40.
Over 40. Mr. Little. So, Mr. Little, what year were you here at Skyline?
I was here from 1978 to 1982.
What cluster were you here?
I was Skyline? In journalism up in room 223. It was newspaper and yearbook back then. This stuff had not been invented yet.
And so, during your time in the journalism cluster, what things were like the main focus of that cluster?
Mainly writing, not only for newspaper, but for yearbook. There was a little radio writing as far as like radio commercials and stuff like that. So you kind of get the basis or the groundwork for how journalism works, who, what, when, where, and why, and all that.
When you went into that cluster, did you go in knowing what you wanted to do?
Yes. I've always been involved in sports, either playing, watching, or broadcasting. My first event was a ice hockey game in Dallas when I was 6 years old, and I've been hooked on ever since.
So you played sports here at Skyline, correct?
Basketball, football, and track.
For all 4 years?
Yes.
Wow.
Do you think if RTVF was a cluster, would you have joined it?
Yes. I'd have been the first one to sign up. because of the advances you guys have compared to when I started. I mean, when my first game, we had to call the telephone company. It was Southwestern Bell. We had to get a phone line, which was a phone jack, like everybody used to have in their house, and we'd plug in that, and that's the way we'd do the games. Now it's computer and Wi-Fi and all that stuff. So a lot has changed in 41 years.
I said all digital, all quick.
Oh, yeah. It's easier.
So would you have wanted to be what people record, or you would have wanted to be the recorder?
I wanted to be the recorder, like y'all are doing now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you were the person behind the camera.
Yes.
And as your years in high school developed, do you think your interest or like your focus of wanting a job in the industry grew?
Yes. In 1979, they had Eagle Scout Day, and I'm an Eagle Scout. And Vern Lundquist, who was at Channel 8 and did the radio voice for the Cowboys, was who I went and watched the whole day. And so, and that got me hooked. And, you know, what he did as far as preparing for a ball game on radio plus doing television work, you know, that psyched the interest because, you know, I get paid to watch sports and there's not many people that enjoy it as much as I do. I mean, 41 years is a long time and that's what that kind of kickstarted it. And, I've been doing it ever since.
So growing up, like, who were the commentators you would, like, aspire to be?
Vern Lundquist was one. Pat Summerall, who did a lot of games with the Cowboys with the late John Madden. Brad Sham, who does the radio voice now for the Cowboys. A lot of college broadcasters. Dave Smith, who used to be the voice at A&M. Jack Dale at Texas Tech. Ron Franklin at Texas. So there was a lot of them. And you know, we didn't have Sirius XM back then. We had AM and FM, and so we just turn and find a game and just listen. And that's the way, you know, we didn't have cable TV.
yeah.
You know, it was 4, 5, 8, and 11 as far as channels are concerned. So hopefully, you know, somebody on Keith Jackson was another one that did television. So there's been a bunch of them.
So after high school, when you went to college, what did you major in to like pursue this career?
Radio TV is my major. And then my minor was sports psychology.
Yeah, because you needed to know.
How to talk to coaches.
Would you ever teach RTVF?
I would like to, but what I learned and what y'all are learning is two different worlds. You know, we learned how to, again, the phone line, go out, you know, call the two coaches, get interviews, get rosters, and all that stuff. And of course, we had typewriters back then. We didn't have computers. So, you know, we would type everything and have a folder like I've got here that I'm looking at. And each game had a folder. And so we would put notes in. You know, we didn't save them on a USB or anything like that. So we actually had to type out and stuff like that. So to me, it was a lot harder back then, but it's easier now because of all the technology.
I mean, but like a lot of those skills transfer over, like the way you know how to talk, the way you know how to move, a lot of things like that. You could still find ways to teach younger people.
Well, a lot of younger people may not be interested in play-by-play like I was. Kids are different nowadays than they are back then.
You did it for a passion, not a job.
Correct. It just That's happens to be a job that I'm passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout those 40 years, as you mentioned, like technology had changed. So do you think you had to learn new things of how to do them?
Yes.
Once again.
Yes. And for an old timer like me, you know, turning on a computer is about as good as I can get. So it took me about 16 to 18 months to learn, you know, what to do as far as pushing buttons and concern. But once you get it down, it's pretty easy.
How many commentations have you done?
As of right now, 1,765 games.
Wow.
Wow, that's crazy.
For what sport is it?
High school football, high school basketball, and high school baseball.
All of them?
Mm-hmm.
What, like, is it for the DIZ district?
It's for Crowley High School. south of Fort Worth.
Oh, so it's for a specific high school?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Would you recommend your field that you're working in to other people? And if you would, what would you recommend them to do?
Get a college degree. That's the first thing. You got to have a college degree. Next is start out and do anything the radio station or whatever you do ask you. If they say sweep the floors, you sweep the floors. You get your foot in the door. Work from the ground up. Prepare to do a lot of dirty work. Prepare to work overnights, a lot of night shift. But again, if that's your passion, then it shouldn't bother you one way or the other.
Yeah, you'll be willing to do the hard work to get up to the top. What do you say you're like where you dreamed you would be?
My eventual goal is to do college at the University of Texas, but I love high school. Been there, done that, played it, seen all these kids the full 41 years. So, it's amazing how the not only football, but girls and boys basketball have grown, baseball and everything like that. You know, the old saying was the last person to leave town, turn out the lights and roll up the sidewalks because everybody was at the game. And that still holds true today.
That's amazing how you're able to see kids' generations grow.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When I first started, those kids were now my age, and now they're parents and grandparents of kids that are playing sports. Yeah. And so you see there, and say, I remember when your daddy or granddaddy used to do all that. So, yeah.
When you were here in Skyline High School, now you're back here just doing a little bit of
substitute teaching.
How have the changes in Skyline affected you, I guess? What changes have you seen in Skyline?
The Student Center used to have carpet.
Really?
There were couches against the windows in the Student Center.
Oh. Yeah.
The DECA store was on the other end where the teachers go
Y'all
in.
Still had DECA?
Still had DECA.
Wow.
We had pep rallies every Friday.
Oh! We should get that back.
Those are rare for us.
When the cheerleaders would put up signs all over the school, like if it was whoever we were playing, beat the whoever. Our classes of 81, 82, and 83 were very close. Susan Chin, who teaches here, was 83, and so we were all very close. You know, the teachers stayed here more than 5 years. You know, I can't remember a teacher that retired when I was here until after I left. That back cafeteria, the senior cafeteria, that was the ROTC room when I was here.
Oh,
yeah, that was the ROTC room because there was about 100 to 150 members, and so it was big. We still had the Silhouette, still had the band.
How big was Skyline when you were here? Like
my class was 1,728. It took us 6 hours to graduate.
Six hours?
Double the time?
We started at 7 o'clock on a Saturday, and the last person walked across at 12:55 a.m. Sunday morning.
That's crazy.
Plus, we had speakers.
Wow, so Skyline was, like, always really big.
Yes, Skyline has always been big. Back when I was here, we had 35 clusters. We had language, and we had 15 different languages you could learn. Medical school, journalism, architecture. We had science if you didn't want to be in medicine, you'd like biology and stuff like that. There were a bunch of aviation, cosmetology, child development, if you want to be a teacher or into nursing, horticulture, I know is still here. There was about 35 of them.
At that time, was Skyline just a magnet school, or was it also open for the neighborhood?
No, just a magnet.
Magnet.
And then busing was okay back then. You know, we it was, like I said, late 70s, early 80s. Another thing is we used the lockers. Third floor was seniors, second was juniors and sophomores, and first floor was freshmen. But the seniors got to choose their lockers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, seniors got to choose their own lockers. So
you remember which one it is?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, thank you for letting us interview you.
Sure.
Having us listen to your story from high school all the way until you graduated to college and how all of that played a part in you going into the industry and being able to have the job that you have now.
I love it. Wouldn't change it for the world.
We'd love to have a part two of of later on in your career.
My goal right now is to get 2,000 games, and I'm probably about 2.5 years away if everything falls the way I think it will be. So, I just found out that really Dallas Skyline is going to play my team, Crowley, in football for the next 2 years.
So y'all
get to come to Crowley this year in 2024, then we'll come to Forrester next year.
Oh.
And we gonna kick your tail, both gears.
Probably.
Thank you for listening, listeners. This has been Aileen Rios.
Mercedes Berber.
Yamilego Dines.
And our special guest,
Mr. Little.